This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 23rd. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Amy Guida has this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News, and meteorologist Ed Kieser will check the forecast. But first, a look at today's news. Governor Rod Blagojevich says it's time for Democrats in the Illinois House to come up with a state budget plan. The governor says House Speaker Michael Madigan should offer a budget proposal if he doesn't like the governor's plan. In an interview with the Associated Press yesterday, Blagojevich said, quote, "The clock is ticking." Led by Madigan, the House last week unanimously rejected the governor's plan for a massive new gross receipts tax on business. Madigan is now talking to his Democratic caucus about what spending and tax plans they could support. Madigan's spokesman says the speaker will meet with Blagojevich at the appropriate time to talk about the budget, but he wouldn't be specific. A spokeswoman says Senate President Emil Jones agrees a budget plan from Madigan is probably the next step. Federal prosecutors have subpoenaed records from Governor Blagojevich's campaign fund. Today's Chicago Tribune reports that the subpoena for documents was issued in recent days and is a signal that the federal investigation is active. Details about what records were being sought were not immediately known. Danville Mayor Scott Eisenhower says his new proposal to regulate rental housing is geared toward results. And that's why he's dropped proposals to have landlords pay a fee for each of their properties. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Under the proposal the mayor released last Friday, Danville landlords would pay registration fees of $50 to $100 per structure, with additional fees for each apartment unit. That idea was unpopular with landlords, including Terry Mormon. He said the fees would add up to more than $1,000 for him, money he couldn't afford.
I'm not putting this roof on over here, or painting this house over here, or doing these other items because I spent the money on these fees.
Mormon spoke at last night's Danville City Council Public Services Committee meeting, where Mayor Eisenhower outlined his proposal and said he could live without the fees.
If it's the fees that are going to discourage people to register their property, if that's going to discourage people to abide by the rules and regulations of the ordinance itself, then we need to eliminate that barrier.
Eisenhower says Danville's existing rental regulations have gone largely unenforced since their passage in the 1990s. The mayor says he wants rental regulations that address current problems and show real results. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Former ordinance language for rental regulation is expected to come before the Danville City Council's Public Services Committee next month. Authorities are searching today for three masked gunmen who stormed a Chicago bank, killing a teller and wounding two other people during an exchange of gunfire with a security guard. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to their capture. The robbery happened yesterday at the Illinois Service Federal Savings and Loan on Chicago's South Side. Police said 23-year-old Tremaine Gibson died yesterday afternoon. His father says his son was married with two children. Police said a male security guard exchanged fire with the robbers and was shot in the chest. A 73-year-old female customer also was injured. Electricity costs have been the talk of Springfield for months, but electricity providers had to concentrate yesterday on how to face the arrival of hot weather, which always brings high electricity demand. Illinois' three major electric providers spent Tuesday afternoon telling the Illinois Commerce Commission how they'll be able to provide basic services this summer. Miriam Gottfried has more.
Executives from ComEd, Ameren, and MidAmerican presented their summer preparedness strategies to the commission. All three companies projected their peak demands and outlined projects like new substations and upgrades that will help meet them. But ICC Chairman Charles Box says there can always be unforeseen events like storms or extremely hot weather.
You're looking for a guarantee. No. This is for us to make sure that they thought about, review the system, analyze the system, made improvements, acknowledge where they have weaknesses, and so they can prepare to fix those.
After the presentations, Box said the companies are as prepared for the summer as companies of their size and scope can be. I'm Miriam Gottfried.
Meanwhile, state senators Tuesday received a proposal from Ameren and ComEd that would offer customers $500 million in relief over the next 3 years. That's much higher than the $150 million the companies had offered a few weeks ago. The proposal would provide $300 million to ComEd customers and $200 million to Ameren customers. Still, some lawmakers continue to demand a complete rollback of rates that would benefit all consumers. Governor Blagojevich has declared this week Emerald Ash Borer Awareness Week in Illinois. The ash borer is an exotic beetle that destroys ash trees. The insect was found earlier this year in the Chicago suburb of Skokie and also has been detected in nearby Wilmette, Evanston, and Winnetka. Blagojevich says it's important that people know what they can do to stop the destruction. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Jerry Falwell died last week. He may be best known for his religious work, but lawyers know him for something else, an important Supreme Court case. Here's commentator Amy Guida with this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
Some know Jerry Falwell best as the man who headed the Moral Majority and Liberty University. Others know Falwell best as the man who headed to court to defend his reputation. I'm talking about Hustler versus Falwell, a case decided by the United States Supreme Court nearly 20 years ago. Yep, you heard right. Hustler, as in the magazine run by Larry Flynt and described by the Supreme Court delicately as a magazine of nationwide circulation. Falwell, as in the person least likely to read Hustler magazine. Here's what happened. Hustler created a cartoon meant to poke fun at Falwell's moral righteousness. And, this being Hustler magazine, the fun it had in mind aimed low. The cartoon mimicked a popular ad campaign at the time and purported to contain an interview with Falwell about a certain moment in his life, an outhouse, and a family member. Suffice it to say that the cartoon was in extremely bad taste. So Falwell sued. He argued that the fake ad had invaded his privacy, had defamed him, and had caused him emotional distress. The magazine won on the first two counts, but a jury saw his point with the third cause of action, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and awarded Falwell $200,000. Intentional infliction of emotional distress allows a plaintiff to recover damages when the defendant acted intentionally or recklessly to cause the plaintiff severe emotional distress and, in Virginia at least, offended decency or morality in doing so. In short, Falwell argued, that tort fit perfectly with Hustler magazine's cartoon, especially the decency and morality part. The problem for Falwell was that, however well the claim fit with Virginia tort law, it didn't fit so neatly with the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. The Supreme Court put the question before it this way. We must decide whether Jerry Falwell, a public figure, may recover damages for emotional harm caused by the publication of an ad parody offensive to him, and doubtless gross and repugnant in the eyes of most. The justices decided that the Constitution wouldn't allow it. In other words, Falwell lost his Supreme Court battle. The court wrote that the First Amendment encourages robust political debate that will often criticize those who've thrust themselves into the limelight. It praised political cartoonists, including some who continuously go beyond the bounds of good taste and conventional manners. And it held that the First Amendment's promise of freedom of expression won't allow public figures to sue for intentional infliction of emotional distress except under rigid circumstances. And those circumstances don't include an ad parody labeled as such and so ridiculous that no one would believe it. So Jerry Falwell's left a legacy. Not only the way some say his moral majority changed American politics, or the way his Liberty University has grown from a small college to a university with its own law school, but Falwell's legacy also includes, perhaps unwittingly, strengthening civil liberties and the First Amendment. At least in the opinions of the courts, numbering nearly 500 as of last week, Falwell's name will always be oddly linked, not to God or to education, but to Hustler magazine. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. Now here's meteorologist Ed Kieser with a look at the forecast.
The forecast for Illinois and Indiana today in northern and west central Illinois, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers early, then partly to mostly sunny, elsewhere mostly sunny. High temperatures from 85 in northwestern Illinois to 93 in northeastern Indiana. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows ranging from 59 in southeastern Indiana to 69 in west central Illinois. Tomorrow in western Illinois, partly sunny with a chance of a few scattered thunderstorms during the afternoon. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny. High temperatures ranging from around 80 in west central Illinois to around 90 in some locations in Indiana. The Champaign-Urbana forecast, today mostly sunny, windy, and hot, the high around 90, wind from the south 15 to 25 miles per hour with higher gust. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 63, wind from the south to southeast at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and windy, high 87, wind from the south 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a few showers and thunderstorms, low 59. Friday, mostly cloudy, a few showers, especially during the morning, the high 78. Friday night, partly to mostly cloudy, the low 58. Saturday, mostly cloudy with some showers and thunderstorms, the high 81.
This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 23rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, WILL.UIUC.EDU. I'm Jeff Bosser, AM 580 News.